My dear friend, welcome to this sacred journey of deepening your faith and trust in the Almighty. In a world where emotions run high and uncertainties abound, it's natural to find ourselves wrestling with doubt and fear. But take heart, for in the loving embrace of our Savior, we discover a source of unwavering strength and unshakable peace. Today, we set out on a journey to explore the transformative power of trusting God above our ever-changing emotions, and I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. As we navigate the twists and turns of life, we encounter a myriad of emotions, fear, anxiety, doubt, and despair that threaten to overwhelm us. Yet, amidst the stormy seas of our feelings, there is a steady anchor to which we can cling, the steadfast love and faithfulness of our Heavenly Father. He is the rock upon which we stand firm, the refuge to whom we can always turn in times of trouble. Trusting God over our emotions doesn't mean ignoring or suppressing our feelings. Rather, it means acknowledging their presence while choosing to anchor our faith in the unchanging character of God. It means recognizing that our feelings are fleeting and often influenced by external circumstances, whereas God's promises endure forever. Throughout Scripture, we find countless examples of individuals who faced daunting challenges and overwhelming emotions, yet chose to trust in God's faithfulness. From Abraham journeying into the unknown, to Esther risking her life to save her people, to Jesus enduring the agony of the cross. Each story is a testament to the power of faith over fear. As we embark on this journey, let us commit to nurturing our trust in God through prayer, meditation on His Word, and fellowship with fellow believers. Let us cultivate a spirit of surrender, relinquishing control of our lives into the hands of the One who holds the universe in His grasp. And let us embrace the peace that surpasses all understanding, knowing that in God's presence, there is fullness of joy and strength for every trial we face. So fear not, dear friend, for you are not alone on this journey. Together, let us walk hand in hand, trusting in the goodness and faithfulness of our Savior, who leads us through every storm and into the abundant life He has promised us. Indeed, emotions, the very essence of our humanity, are a complex and multifaceted aspect of our existence. They enrich the tapestry of our lives, adding depth and color to our experiences. Emotions allow us to feel joy, love, and compassion in their purest forms, forging connections with others and deepening our understanding of ourselves. Yet, alongside their blessings, emotions can also present challenges. They have the power to cloud our judgment, distort our perceptions, and lead us astray from the path of righteousness. When left unchecked, our emotions can become like turbulent waters, sweeping us away in their currents and causing us to lose sight of God's truth. In Ecclesiastes 3 verse 1, King Solomon, renowned for his wisdom, reminds us of the importance of discerning the appropriate time and season for every matter under heaven. This includes our emotions. While they have their rightful place in our lives, they must not be allowed to dictate our actions or overshadow the truth of God's Word. Instead, we are called to exercise discernment and self-control, allowing the light of God's truth to guide our thoughts, words, and deeds. This requires a willingness to submit our emotions to the authority of God's Word, trusting in His wisdom and sovereignty above our own fleeting feelings. In moments of joy, let us give thanks to God for His abundant blessings, recognizing that every good gift comes from Him. In times of sorrow, let us turn to Him as our comforter and refuge, finding solace in His unchanging love and grace. And in moments of anger or fear, let us seek His peace and guidance, remembering that He is always with us, ready to strengthen and sustain us. As we navigate the ebb and flow of our emotions, May we strive to cultivate a heart that is steadfast and grounded in the truth of God's Word. Let us seek His wisdom and guidance in all things, trusting that He alone can lead us safely through the ever-changing currents of life. Far too often, we find ourselves at the mercy of our emotions, allowing them to wield undue influence over our decisions and perceptions. In doing so, we risk distorting our understanding of reality and straying from the path of righteousness. The prophet Jeremiah's poignant declaration in Jeremiah 17 verse 9 serves as a sobering reminder of the inherent deceitfulness and corruption of the human heart. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it? Our hearts, tainted by the stain of sin, possess a propensity to lead us astray if we rely solely on our feelings and inclinations. Consider the example of the Apostle Peter, whose fervent love and devotion to Jesus did not immunize him against the influence of fear and doubt. When confronted with the threat of persecution, Peter succumbed to the pressure of his emotions and denied Jesus three times. Matthew 26 verses 69 to 75. Despite his sincere intentions, his actions betrayed his faith and commitment. Peter's story serves as a poignant reminder of the dangers inherent in allowing our emotions to dictate our decisions. When we lean solely on our feelings, we risk betraying our faith and forsaking the truth. Emotions, while an integral aspect of our humanity, are not infallible guides. They can be fickle and fleeting, prone to distortion and manipulation. Instead, we are called to anchor our lives on the unchanging truth of God's Word. It serves as a steadfast foundation, offering guidance and clarity amidst the tumult of our emotions. By aligning our thoughts and actions with the principles of Scripture, we guard against the deceptive allure of our own hearts and remain steadfast in our commitment to Christ. This is not to suggest that we suppress or ignore our emotions, but rather that we subject them to the scrutiny of God's truth. Through prayer, meditation, and reliance on the Holy Spirit, we can cultivate a discerning spirit that enables us to navigate the complexities of our feelings with wisdom and grace. In doing so, we honor God and safeguard the integrity of our faith, ensuring that our hearts remain steadfast in their devotion to Him. Indeed, the constancy of God's promises provides a sharp contrast to the unpredictable nature of our emotions. The profound truth expressed by the prophet Isaiah, "The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever," Isaiah 40 verse 8, serves as a powerful testament to the eternal reliability and unchanging nature of God's word. It underscores the assurance that, amidst the transient and often ephemeral aspects of our worldly existence, the promises of God remain steadfast and immutable. Take, for example, the remarkable story of Abraham, a paragon of faith and obedience. In Genesis 15 verses 5 to 6, despite his advanced age and the seeming improbability of the promise, Abraham believed God when He promised him a multitude of descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky. Even when his circumstances and his emotions could easily have led him to doubt, Abraham chose to trust in the steadfastness of God's word. His faith was not based on visible evidence or emotional assurance, but on the firm promise of God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. This act of faith by Abraham illustrates a critical principle for us. When we choose to trust in God's promises, despite what our emotions or circumstances might suggest, we align our hearts with His will. Such alignment not only steadies us during turbulent times, but also positions us to experience the fullness of His blessings. As we anchor ourselves in the truths of Scripture, we are not swayed by every wave of emotion or challenge that comes our way. Instead, we find peace and security in the knowledge that what God has promised, He will indeed fulfill. This trust in God's promises does more than provide personal peace. It transforms us. It shapes how we live, how we interact with others, and how we view the challenges of life. We become witnesses to the faithfulness of God, testimonies to his unwavering commitment to uphold his word. As we walk in this trust, our lives reflect the stability and hope that come from depending on a God whose promises never fail. Therefore, in a world where emotions can often lead to confusion and despair, let us hold fast to the promises of God, allowing them to guide our hearts and lives. In doing so, we will find that no storm is too great and no night too dark, for the word of our God will stand forever, a beacon of hope and a foundation of strength. Truly, walking by faith and not by sight is a foundational aspect of the Christian journey. This principle, articulated in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7, calls us to transcend our immediate perceptions and trust in God's overarching sovereignty. The essence of this walk of faith is not to ignore reality, but to view our circumstances through the lens of God's promises and power, believing that He is at work even when we cannot see the immediate evidence of His hand. The story of the Israelites at the Red Sea is a powerful biblical example that illustrates this profound truth. As they stood before the vast sea with Pharaoh's army closing in, their situation seemed utterly hopeless by human standards. However, God instructed Moses to stretch out his hand over the sea, and the waters were miraculously parted, allowing the Israelites to walk through on dry ground. Exodus 14 verses 21 to 22. This moment not only showcased God's power, but also His ability to provide deliverance in seemingly impossible situations. In modern life, we often face our own Red Sea moments, situations where the obstacles before us seem insurmountable and our emotions run high with fear and doubt. It is precisely in these moments that Psalm 46 verse 10 becomes a vital mantra: "Be still and know that I am God." This command isn't merely about physical stillness, but about calming the turmoil within our hearts and minds, allowing our faith in God to anchor us. It's a call to surrender our understanding and trust in God's infinite wisdom and timing. When we choose to surrender our emotions and rely on faith, we open ourselves to witness the miraculous. Just as the Israelites experienced God's salvation through the parting of the Red Sea, we too can witness His power in our lives as He makes ways where there seem to be none. This doesn't imply a passive resignation, but an active trust that engages God's promises through prayer, scripture, and communion with Him. Therefore, let us strive to walk in faith, not letting our sight, our perceptions, and emotions determine our reality. By doing so, we not only honor God, but we also position ourselves to experience His mighty power flowing in and through our lives, transforming our fears into testimonies of faith and our doubts into declarations of divine providence. Walking by faith allows us to see beyond the immediate to the eternal, shaping not just our actions, but our very character in the likeness of Christ. Absolutely, trusting God over our emotions is indeed about sharpening our spiritual discernment through engagement with Scripture and prayer. As you've beautifully highlighted using Hebrews 4 verse 12, this verse underscores the transformative and penetrating power of God's Word. It reaches deep into our innermost being, distinguishing between soul and spirit, thoughts and intentions. It's a tool not just for understanding, but for profound spiritual surgery, realigning us to God's truth when our emotions might lead us astray. In the example of Jesus resisting temptation in the wilderness, as mentioned in Matthew 4 verses 1 to 11, we see the perfect model of using Scripture as a defense mechanism. Each of the temptations presented by the devil was met not with philosophical argument or personal assertion, but with a firm, Scripture-based response. Jesus replies, "It is written," emphasize the authority and sufficiency of Scripture as a guide and shield in moments of vulnerability. Incorporating regular, deliberate meditation on Scripture and committed prayer into our daily routines equips us to better recognize and reject the deceptive influences of our fleeting emotions. By doing so, we can anchor our responses and decisions in the eternal truths of God's Word, rather than in the shifting sands of our feelings. This practice also fosters a deeper relationship with God as we continually turn to Him for guidance and strength. Each encounter with Scripture isn't just about reading text. It's an interaction with the living Word, an opportunity for God to speak into our lives, reshaping our desires and guiding our thoughts. Moreover, engaging with Scripture in the context of community, through Bible studies, church services, and spiritual mentorship, can enhance our understanding and application of God's Word. The wisdom and insights of others provide additional layers of discernment and encourage accountability in our spiritual walk. Thus, as we seek to trust God over our emotions, let us commit to being students of the Word, allowing it to challenge and change us, and using it as the standard against which we measure all our thoughts and reactions. Through this, we grow not only in knowledge but in spiritual maturity, becoming more like Christ in every aspect of our lives. Dear friend, as we conclude our journey, let us remember that while our emotions may fluctuate, God's love for us remains constant and unwavering. In moments of doubt and uncertainty, let us echo the prayer of the psalmist, "Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day long," Psalm 25 verse 5. May we trust in the Lord with all our hearts and lean not on our own understanding, knowing that He will direct our paths, Proverbs 3 verses 5 to 6. Amen. Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have an abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself. Save me from people who will not lead me to you. Save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong. Make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me. my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comment section and share with us your testimony too in the comment section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comments section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comments section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.